I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9 instantly gets a pair of reserved seats to the advanced screening of Late Night starring Emma Thompson and Mindy Kaling on June 5th at the Metreon. If you want to check it out, Hooman's been raving about this one. He likes it, so... If you want to check it, Brandon is going to get the phones.
We have the whole team learning right
now. Dude, we have a huge, huge team in here right now. So Brandon and Nick are longtime interns here, and it's Gabby and Marcos who are training this week, so they'll be our summer interns. And, you know, with and Gisette is out for a second day, so it's actually, and so Brynn has got, he's herding the cats in the other room.
Is this the second or the third day?
Second day that Gisette's been out?
Yes.
Yeah, second day. Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, this is only our third day back this week. It's a fast week.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm really...
It's fine. You've been under a lot of pressure.
I had to deal with something last night that's off. I'm
now,
relieved.
Tonight, you can just watch the Warriors, go to bed.
Right.
You should take a nap today, though. The Warriors game is going to be late. Just take a little nappy poo.
Well, we'll see.
You're going to surf instead?
I wanted to do that very badly, yes. I mean, yesterday was one of those days where it was happening, and you have to take advantage when it's happening, and yet I couldn't because I needed to be ready for this thing.
Right.
And I had other things I needed to do leading up to... Mm-hmm. Never mind. I
couldn't go
yesterday. Yes, I was doing chores.
Yes.
And today I have a chance to just have a me day.
Oh, that's great. I'm having a me day today, too.
You are? What are you doing?
I'm making purses.
Oh, boy.
Of course. Now that John's home, like, I'm off the hook for doing all the things that I had to do the last few days. I hate doing things.
Have you been in the... Does Debbie still come over and hang with you?
She does when she can, yeah. I mean, she works. She has a job, so she's...
How often is she going to that?
I think...
Three, five?
4 days a week, it seems like.
Good for her. They're really using her.
Yeah, they're using her.
So good for her. Good.
Yeah. No, it's great. But on Thursday, she's off. So today we'll list, you know, all the things that I made this week.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a bunch of
Today it's on. You
Today's
too.
The day. We've been trying. We've been aiming toward Thursdays every week, so.
And you guys party back there, or is that too early in the week to be?
It's too early in the week, but I can't say that at 5 o'clock on a Friday or a Saturday that we don't get brought lemon drops or margaritas.
Oh, good.
There's nothing like drunk sewing. I'll tell you that right now. It's good times, people. Good times.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it does. A bloody purse. Who doesn't want that?
No, we're very careful. You know, we have a lot of very sharp instruments in there.
That's what I just said.
Sometimes when you do cut yourself, you have to immediately step away from what you're doing. You do not want to drip your blood onto something. That costs extra. We call it the clone purse. You can clone it if you want. All right, let's do the trash here. No sponsor. Perfect.
You'd think I was there, huh?
Yeah.
Knowing
so it was
the
like,
drinks and the blood and the...
Well, we have these round cutters for the fabric. So it's like a big round circular cutter, right? And all you have to do is like you're moving your hands on the thing. And all you have to do, I have so many like just little slashes on my knuckles. And then I just usually put super glue on it because you can't block it with the Band-Aid. It's right there on a knuckle, you know?
Liquid bandage. Why is super glue?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Super glue. Whatever it's called.
Right. Liquid bandage is great.
It is actually great. But I will say this about liquid bandage. It has to stop bleeding before you can really put that on because it will bubble up and just be like a bubble of blood that if you...
And it burns.
Oh, I don't mind the burn. I like the burn.
Yeah, it feels like it's cleaning it, right?
I like a little burn, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like,
too.
That's working.
But the bubbling...
Well,
and then
it'll
doesn't...
fill up with blood, right? And then it does, it's not, you know, then you've got like a thing that's ready to pop with extra blood.
Nice, Sarah.
It's like a tick or something. Okay. Let's move on.
I know. I was just about another. Let's stay out of the weeds for a minute.
Yeah. It's not really what we do. And without Yuzette here to regulate us, to rein us in. Look, I am one of the people who makes an automatic assumption when I hear someone has pancreatic cancer that I'm I need to start saying my goodbyes to that person.
Oh.
I've actually lost people from pancreatic cancer, and it's I don't want to call it a death sentence, but the prognosis, the outlook is not great.
Right.
I think, what did we say yesterday? It was like 9% of people are still alive after 5 years, 5 years after a diagnosis. It's not good. Alex Trebek is using the R word, which is remission. Not the other R word.
I'm extremely, you'd think he has the best doctors, but I fear he's hired some kids to do the work, and they're a little overly enthusiastic about the work they've done.
Well, he's telling People magazine, it's mind-boggling. The doctor said they hadn't seen this kind of positive result in their memory. Some of the tumors have shrunk by more than 50%. So we had read that yesterday, and that seemed, okay, great. It sounds like whatever you're doing is working. He has several more rounds of chemo, but he's optimistic, and he thinks it's the good thoughts and positive energies from his millions of fans, and that that's what's helping him. He said, I told the doctors this has to be more than just the chemo, and they agreed that the good feelings and love and support and prayers could be an important part of this. It's also, you know, it's a person's attitude a lot of times. Somebody who's actively fighting it, I believe, I have no scientific data to back this up, but I believe if you have a positive attitude and you're actively fighting, that you're better off than the person who sort of lays down and goes, oh, I guess this is it. So I've seen both of those. Of course, they both pass, so what the hell do I know?
Oh, come on.
I take it all back. Forget it. No, I just realized they both died. So anyway, he says, I got a lot of love out there, head in my direction, a lot of prayer. I will never minimize the value of that. But
I believe in that part. I think that I don't necessarily believe that it's helped him get cured.
Right.
But I do think that he's setting an example and being brave in the face of something. And the people who see this will hopefully be able to mimic that in their own struggles. Right. And that's what I want for myself.
Right.
I would want to be someone that showed bravely for my kids and for the people who listen to this show or right. for my coworkers. I'd want them to say, that guy went for it and didn't.
Right. He didn't just lay down, let it roll
yeah,
over.
Right.
It's a tough situation, I think, to be in. He is a person who is in our houses
right.
every single night. And so while some of it may just be sort of a public brave face, he hasn't backed down. He hasn't stopped filming. I think it's one thing to say, I'm fighting this. And it's another thing to say, yeah, I'm fighting this, but I'm stepping away from everything that I normally do in my life. And I almost think that sometimes the conviction to stay with the thing that you do,
maybe.
You know, steals you and makes you a better fighter. I don't know. But it wouldn't have surprised me if he'd completely said, I'm out. I'm going to go fight this.
Right.
And I'm not going to do these other things that I need to do. Or this job that I'm going to step away from that. Like, the dude's 78 years old.
Well, like, I think that
he could step away.
No one, I would like to think no one would hold it against him if he said, this has given me a new perspective and working almost to my 80s. Is unnecessary.
Right.
I've made enough money. I'm going to fight this, win it, and then go travel.
Yeah.
Or do anything else.
Right.
Or just eat a grapefruit in the morning and not.
Right. I'm going to do my thing.
Yeah, I got no. I'm going to read the paper, eat a half a grapefruit, and go for a long walk each day. And no longer will I run off to the office and prep for shooting.
You know, I haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about Alex Trebek, but I've. You know, for someone who's in our house as often as he is, and for as long as we've known him, that's a guy who I have nothing but positive feelings about. Like, there are so many celebrities who've let us down, or you hear some seedy underbelly thing, or there's rumors about them. Like, I feel like there's no rumors about him. I feel like he's...
Well, he's Canadian.
Oh, that's true. That's a pretty bad
well,
rumor.
Well, there it is, really.
Oh, sorry about it.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he's, you know...
I'm kidding, of course.
Right, of course.
I don't.
Speaking of white guys rapping, Arnold Schwarzenegger has made his hip-hop debut. Thanks for the segue. You know, really, is anyone's resume truly complete these days if they haven't guessed it on a rap song? This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. There's a guy named Andreas Gabalier or something like that.
What is that again?
Andreas Gabalier. Yeah?
I don't.
Gabalier? I don't know. He is from Austria, Österreich, and he wrote a song all about Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's called Pump It Up, the motivation song. And he got Arnold to read, well, rap part of it.
Yeah, it's very motivational.
And what are your thoughts? Before you play it for us, do you like it?
I like Arnold a lot. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I could see how it could work out to this.
You know, they rhyme,
is there a hook
back
there?
Back.
Yeah, oh, the hook's the other guy. I just pulled the
let's
arm
get,
apart.
Let's, oh,
on,
yeah, yeah.
It's okay. Sorry, I shouldn't ask that. My bad.
I don't want to hear it can't be done.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to work out to it either, but you have a good time with that.
I hope, though, that it's big in Austria.
Oh,
I have to imagine he's
sure
a hero there, right?
I would think so.
He
I
has
really
to be.
Don't. I don't know much about his hero status. I mean,
he has to be. He's a hero here, but there, you'd have to think that
right.
they
like,
hold
who's
him
the
up
other
as
Austrian heroes?
None that I know of.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some.
There might be some skiers or somebody, you know, Olympians, but
right.
I can't think of anybody.
No, me either.
But to come to America
and kill it and become the governor of California.
And as a weightlifter.
Right.
Crossover into Hollywood that you can't speak English and you're starring in all of the movies.
Yeah.
All of them.
All of them. And just, you know, he's a powerhouse, for God's sake.
The first
Even
movie.
With, you know, bad things, he's let us down and we're still into him.
Was it called Conan the Barbarian? Was that his first
movie?
Was
that the first? I don't know if it was the first.
He couldn't speak English on the set of his first movie.
Did they overdub that first one?
No, I think that he worked on his lines. And they weren't.
They
good.
Weren't good.
No, but
it didn't matter though because
he had
I
the
had
body.
The wig.
He had the body.
I looked like a barbarian. They gave me less lines.
Do you want to hear some of Andreas Gabalier?
Yeah.
All right, here he is.
Pump it up! Don't bring it down.
Oh my God, this dude is. Such a dork.
He loves Arnold,
he
doesn't
loves
he?
Him
he
though.
Does. He looks like
You hear that?
Oh no, put it back. Let's hear that.
God, Mater!
Oh my God, that's hilarious. He looks like what's the name of the guy who was the star of Scrubs and was in Garden State?
Zach Braff.
That's exactly who he looks like. Like if picture Zach Braff like super earnest about rap, like quote unquote rapping this song. That's great. I hope it's a big hit for them. That guy needs a break. Andreas Gabalier, or however you say his name. Anyway, congratulations, Arnold. You're off to a solid start in your rap career. Other just quick Arnold news. He is going to make it an animated superhero television show. This was one of the last projects that Stan Lee was working on before he died. So he actually had a chance to sit down and talk with Arnold about it, and it's moved on since his death. So Arnold is, he'll play a former superhero who has to teach young kids with superpowers. It's an animated series called Superhero Kindergarten. So in addition to starring in the show, Arnold is co-producing, and each episode is going to include a cameo by Lee. So apparently those were pre-done. But it's animated, so I'm sure they'll just find whatever voice work they need. Arnold says, Stan and I have talked many times about various ideas. I'm so happy this is one that we really clicked and started creating a vision. It was phenomenal to see his brain working. I don't know when or where it's going to air, but if you can't get enough Arnold... Superhero Kindergarten is coming to town. Sounds like something that'd be on like a Netflix or Amazon or something. And that's it. That's all I got time for this time around. What's coming up in the news? Vincent?
If you're a grown-up, but you choose to live under your parents' roof, is it okay if they spank you? I mean, you've blown it. Can they spank you? You have to...
I mean, okay.
After these.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, damn it all. Hold on. All right.
Happened.
I just didn't. I thought I put it in manual, but I didn't. Maybe I took it out of manual. Yeah. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Right now, caller number 9-800-400-3697 gets a 4-pack of passes to the San Mateo County Fair. You heard me. It's running June 8th through June 16th. You can see 98 Degrees from the main stage on Saturday, June 15th. Music performances are free with your fair admission. And you can win a 4-pack right now, 800-400-3697. Brandon's got your calls. Call now. We'll get you all set up.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. That's FremontBank.com. Here's what's happening. Tonight's the night we'll make history. I don't know how the rest of the words go, but the Warriors play tonight for...
That was beautiful.
It was beautiful.
For the Dynasty
that
title.
That was beautiful. Get that. You got to get that in the archive. Oh, my God.
Why you always want to do...
You just melted my heart.
You just make me not want to do stuff when you say, save that.
Well, I probably didn't need to tell him.
Yeah, you probably didn't.
Yeah.
Now no, you just ruined my vibe. Thanks a lot.
Oh, so good, man.
Anyway, the
Should
Warriors.
Should I give you the words and you could sing that whole song to the Warriors? Oh, yeah.
I probably should have listened to that first.
No, it's good.
Would have helped.
Honey, you and I.
Now, you were spot on, Vinny.
Yeah, let's hear it. Let's play them together.
No,
I can't. I got to go get it.
I got a news break I'm trying to do here, would you? God.
Go Warriors.
Woo! Go Warriors. They're in Toronto against the Raptors tonight. 6 p.m. game time. There will be no Kevin Durant.
Oh.
And many are saying he won't be back for this series. Mm. So, but that we didn't need him last time. So, right. We'll see how we're going to fare tonight as we are not at home. We don't have Kevin Durant. But we do have the core three.
Yep.
I like our chances. I can't wait to watch. 6 p.m. tonight, everyone. Oh, and if you're planning your weekend, the next game after that will be on Sunday night at 5.
It's nice that they give them a couple days in between to play their little hearts out.
Driving in, it rained on my car.
Me too.
Oh.
I was very surprised. Didn't rain. I was, but I had my wipers on.
Yeah, me too.
Wasn't pouring.
So
sprinkling.
I thought it was just me. Nice to know that it wasn't.
How far? How? It didn't happen until I got into the city.
It happened. Let me think. Where that happened?
It was in Millbrae for me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It drizzled
there.
The whole way through.
Yeah,
me.
I think it drizzled most of my drive. So
what's going on with that? I heard we might get a little, there might be some rain today. They're saying really scattered, very low chance of that.
It's not North even Bay. In the forecast on my app, but we know these apps don't work.
I know. Well, this weekend is supposed to be hot and nice and summery.
Good. Bring it. Let's do
like
this.
The high 80s.
Good. Fine.
Not yet it isn't, but soon.
I mentioned the weather, not because you really need me to tell you what it's like outside. Just look out there, but. Squaw Valley is still open.
And they're doing $5 lift tickets.
That's
I just
the story. Right.
Oh, sorry.
That's
I'm
the
so
story.
Sorry.
Way to radnitch me. Thanks
sorry
a lot.
Sorry about it.
Well, never mind, everyone.
No, that's important information people need.
Yeah, so you need to buy in advance, but you can get a $5 lift ticket to Squaw if you want to go. They say here, Squaw Valley, you can hit the slopes at Squaw Valley for the price of a burrito. A cheap burrito, for that matter.
Yeah, a cheap burrito.
$5. Lift tickets. You got to buy them online and in advance, but you can get a lift ticket for $5.
That's huge. It's just great.
Now,
what a great season they're having.
It's very late in the season snow. Yep. They don't have all the lifts open, but
right.
If you're looking for something to do, I have snowboarded and skied in shorts. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's neat.
Johnny Mosley was saying that it's actually perfect spring conditions, even though we're super late, because they keep getting more snow.
Right.
So it's been good. It's mushy, you know?
Well, it's...
But you're out there and you're having a freaking ball and you're in short sleeves.
Something to do.
Yep.
Mammoth also...
Oh.
Is still open. They think they're going to be open until August.
Oh, my God.
What?
August.
But they're so far south. Surprising. That's great. It's good.
I mean,
it's lucky if you're skiing on the 4th of July.
Ski trips are cool when you're young and you do them with your friends because they just stay embedded in your memory banks. Mm-hmm. Like our trip, we went to Mammoth. We just beat the storm in.
Oh.
And so this.
So it dumped.
It dumped. Unfortunately, it dumped for 2 of the 4 days we were there. Now, at that time, I still drank. So we just drank all day and night
Great.
For 2 days. Like the drunkards that we are, we sat in this place we had and just got ripped and slept and ripped and slept. We woke up the third day, though, to sunshine and what appeared to be 6 feet of new snow.
Incredible
conditions. Just ridiculous. Right. So good.
Those like waist deep powder.
Oh, God. It was ridiculous. Mm. Yeah. And I can still see it. I can still smell the... Oh, what is that? Killian's Red beer is what we were drinking.
Oh, God.
Oh. I don't drink anymore anyway, but that's like... You know how certain trips where the one thing you have the whole time is like, never again.
I'll never do Killian's Red again. I got really sick on Killian's one time. As soon as you said it, I got like this revulsion through me.
Yep. Oof. Yeah, that was the stuff that was, I think it was on cheap at the place we could walk to.
And convenient.
So that was the stuff we had. Anyway, so there's some skiing and snowboarding still to be had if you're into it. Have a good time.
For cheap.
So did you think about whether or not you should still be spanking your boys if they fall out of line?
Well, I was never a big spanker anyway, but I'd probably be so mad at them if they're still living with me when they're 30 that, I'll probably have a whole spanking room set up.
Oh, okay.
You know, just like the room of torture. I'll have an Iron Maiden in there, you know, a rack, that kind of thing. Oh, really? Oh, you're going to bitch about the Wi-Fi when you're 30 years old and you still live here?
Can you, I don't know who, Brandon, can you hear me? Can you look on Amazon for an Iron Maiden? Not a record.
No, just
the torture device. An Iron Maiden. See if you can find one of those.
Yeah, let's see if we can get one of
those. I wonder what that costs.
I don't know, but I feel like I could rig up a sarcophagus to work as one.
If you don't know what an Iron Maiden is,
it's supposed to kill you, right?
Mm,
eventually. It's slow. They give it a crank a day, so you know.
Oh, so the spikes drop down.
No, they're coming in from the side. So it's like a coffin, say. But you're standing up in it, and every day... The spikes go a little bit further into you.
Oh, I thought the spikes came... You laid in it like a coffin, and the spikes came
down... Oh, maybe they do.
...onto your face and tummy.
Maybe. Possibly.
And into your guts.
Yeah, I always pictured the maiden standing.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
It's a standing.
It's standing.
Ah!
And
the spikes come in from the sides.
That's correct. From the front, it seems.
Oh, right.
It's like the two doors or maybe
a door.
Oh, not
from the back? Oh, that's too bad.
Maybe it's all over you, but I definitely see some on the door.
Yeah. That's, I thought they shut. When they shut that thing on you, you're like, for the watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That sound?
Yeah, maybe they do just shut it all at once, Vinny. I always picture torture, items of torture as something that, you know, they don't want to kill you all at once. They want you to last and enjoy it. Like Cersei with that shame lady. You know. You're not going to be killed right away. This is going to take a few weeks.
That takes a certain sicko. Mm.
And yet, her death?
Yeah. There's a woman named Valerie Branch Galloway in Largo, Florida. Her stepson got home a half hour after curfew on Sunday night.
Oh.
You have a big curfew when you were young?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah.
A hard one too.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Mom and Dad would be waiting.
You got your keys. You got your car. You want to keep all the things you've earned. Be home by 11.
11. That's a hard time on a Saturday night.
Oh, God.
Things are just getting started.
Awful.
I got to go, guys. I got to have a curfew. I'm already going to be late.
Yeah.
Unless I can make it home in 4.5 minutes.
It totally puts you under this, like, okay, I have to cram dinner down and get the hell out of the house at 5:30 and hope that people want to go have fun at that time because I've got to be home at 11.
Yeah, I don't have much time here.
Bunk.
So this guy shows
her
stepson?
Her stepson comes home a half hour after curfew. He's busted. So she grabbed the belt to give him a spanking, except, of course, her stepson's 26.
Yeah.
He's 26.
Lives under her house, under
right.
her rules, under her roof.
You all right with it?
I'm not. I think that seems sadistic. But
he is
26. I don't know. Like, does he pay rent? Is she paying for everything? Is he just going out part? Like, I don't know. I do have a feeling that if you live under somebody's roof, you should respect their rules, I guess. I don't think you should be spanking 26-year-olds. Am I crazy? I guess what is her recourse? If she's got these rules and this 26-year-old is just spitting in the face of them, then what does she do? Kick him out, put all his crap out in boxes on the front porch?
Well,
and that's
isn't
an option.
That, I do think that one of the problems a parent, I don't know this lady or this kid, but I do think one of the problems a parent has is they want you to be a grown-up and leave.
Yeah.
They somewhere inside them, they want that. They may also miss you
yeah.
and want you to stay too,
sure.
but somewhere in them, they're like, this
go
person is grown up. Beat
go,
it.
Go have all the adventures. What are you doing here in my house?
Right. So.
You're like it's like the third bird in a nest. Like, there's only room for two of us now. Get out of here. You're huge.
The spanking.
I miss you, Mom.
Is the chase away, right? It's
yeah.
the chase away. Well, she whipped him 11 times with the belt across the butt before he said, all right.
I think
I've
been
had
enough.
And she said, oh no, you were 30 minutes late. You get 30 licks with the belt.
Oh boy.
So there were still 19 to go, if
it's
I've done
lot,
my math
yeah.
correctly.
It's good solid math then.
What did he do? He called the cops. He called the cops.
So he was like bent over something and had his phone in his hand.
I don't know.
Like
the...
checking his text while she was beating him.
But she
is in trouble.
Was arrested for domestic battery.
I'm not surprised by that.
You're
I mean,
not?
I'm really not. He's a grown man and she's beating him in her house.
All right.
But it's her house.
Yeah, but it's just...
She made him.
No, she didn't. It's a stepson.
Oh.
She didn't even make him.
She raised him.
Did she? We don't know when she came into the picture. Who is this person? A sadistic monster.
I understand the police in that moment probably have...
Sure, their own opinions on this.
Well, I'm thinking that they must have like some rules where they're able to apply them and go, okay, the mom's wrong here, right? But also in their heads, they have to be like, young man, the door doesn't lock from the outside. Leave.
Right.
Like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
You called us to get in between you and your stepmom when you could leave.
Yeah, you know, 26, I guess, just isn't as mature as it used to be. I just feel like if you're 26 and you still have a curfew, look at your life hard. Like, it's time.
To leave.
Yeah.
You've got to leave.
Do what you have to do. I get it. It's super expensive out there in the world. So that's where the job
comes
in.
Not in Florida.
In. You know, look,
it's
if you have zero money, it still costs more than you have. Like, what's
right.
the kid doing?
I don't know.
You know?
What is he doing?
I don't know. He's getting beat by his mom.
Got
step-mom.
A curfew at 26.
Right. That's no way to live. Get out of there.
That is no way to live.
Yeah. But he got the house to himself that night because the mom got dragged off, right?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
You got one night of bliss.
Right.
Where's the dad and all
bad
this?
Monkey, right? I mean, he's just sitting there by himself. Hey, I got the house to myself.
Yay.
She's going to be so mad. What have I done? I better get my stuff and get out of here. Oh, that's a thought.
Wait a minute. This guy's fun. Earlier this month, a woman named Jessica Ouellette. Jessica from South Portland, Maine. You know her?
I don't think so, no.
She tweeted out a picture of her husband's tattoo. He's a 42-year-old guy named Michael Ouellette. He has a full back tattoo of Jar Jar Binks.
That is an unfortunate choice.
A full...
Yeah, Jar Jar, one of the least popular characters.
Right.
You're bound to get in a bar fight over that. Really? You got Jar Jar Binks?
It says here he also has a lot of other Star Wars tattoos, but none of them are as big as Jar Jar, who's featured on his biggest piece of real estate, his back there.
It's valuable property. Let's have a look at this. Wow.
That's
that
the guy.
That dude has a huge, it's really, and I'll tell you something, it's not like a full body thing. That is mostly Jar Jar's face.
Is Jar Jar doing thumbs up there?
I think he's doing two weirdly long thumbs up.
Yep.
Big smile. I think that's a mistake.
So Michael, 42, has Jar Jar Binks tattooed on his back, among other Star Wars tattoos.
Bigly.
The picture's gone viral, and Michael recently did an interview to clear up the most pressing questions one might ask of Michael.
Starting with, why Jar Jar Binks?
Well, he says, for the record, I don't live with my parents. I am married. I have had sex more than once. I have friends. I have a job. I do go outside. And I know that Star Wars isn't real. That shows a good sense of humor, doesn't it?
I guess it really does. I mean, he's 42 years old. If this is what he wants,
it's his back.
It's a free country.
He has a wife.
I'm free to snicker at him behind his back,
sure,
of course, right?
I don't
understand. Is the wife okay with this, or did she tweet it out like, you've got to be kidding me, this is what he came home with?
Well,
you know,
for better or worse.
Yes.
And sicker and poorer.
Stupider and wiser.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast fact, 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 fast fact.
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, what about her?
Wanted Viggo Mortensen to be in 16 Candles.
How old was he at the time?
I don't know. Because he actually kissed her during the audition, and she said it made her, quote, weak in the knees.
Oh, damn. I love Viggo Mortensen. Even now. You saw Green Book, right?
Yes, I liked
it. He's so good in that.
I really liked it. I mean, it was so Hollywood and embarrassingly so.
I loved it.
No, I loved it too. But I mean, just it's the ending I wanted. It's just...
Well, it's based on a real life story.
Based on. And then they just take liberties all over the place.
Yeah. It's good.
He would have been 26.
Oh, that was that a little too old?
16 Candles.
Because they were all like the teeny boppers. That was the whole Brat Pack, right?
It's called 16 Candles. Yeah, right. She was young, but he kissed her and made her weak in the knees.
How old was she at the time? I mean, he was 26, and she's kissing him. Like, was she 15, 16 years
part.
Old? That's, oh boy,
that's
oh
the
boy.
Role.
Oh boy.
That's the job.
Lucky. Oh my God, 26-year-old Viggo Mortensen. Yes, please. Can I be 26 again, too?
Have you kissed someone and been weak in the knees?
Yeah. Haven't you?
I don't know that I have. I mean, I've enjoyed it thoroughly. Mm-hmm. Weak in the knees, like going to fall over? Or is that just a...
It's just an expression. Like, it just...
Okay,
you know,
then
you
yes.
sort of turn to water, like, oh, my
yes,
God.
Yes, then I have. Actually felt like I was going to fall over? No.
Yeah. It's just an expression, I think.
Okay.
I don't really know. Maybe some
well,
people
that's
really
my
do
question.
Get
I don't know. Did you feel weak in the knees? Did you fall over?
Well, I have felt weak in the knees. Like, I've had shaky legs, but not from kissing.
Oh, boy.
What?
Okay. No more
you never had
from
anyone.
You on that?
No, what else am I going to say? Never had anyone go, oh, my God, I can barely stand.
The jockstrap.
What about it?
Was invented in 1874 for bike messengers.
Oh.
They needed something for protection when they rode around the cobblestone streets of?
Boston.
Boston. Mm. The jockstrap.
Still have cobblestone streets there.
They do?
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be janky as hell, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Through all, you know, and the whole historic part of it. You gotta go to Boston.
I'm going. I'm gonna go. I don't have time for text. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with Ashton Kutcher.
Oh,
he's all,
right.
all over the news today.
Good
it's
for him.
Kind of crazy, too.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.